Hot off the presses is this new booklet that is out on the visitor's welcome desk called Event Guide, and this tells of the events from October through December here at Peace Lutheran. So we'll encourage you as you're leaving today is pick one of these event guides up. Well, let's talk about generous giving and generous living today. We have a picture of Thrivent this morning. And Thrivent works like this, is that they are a nonprofit organization. Technically, they're a 501c3 by the IRS, which means is that they don't pay corporate taxes. What they do is whatever they're going to pay in corporate taxes, they segment it out to give it away to the community. So it's not profit, but it's money that is given away to promote the ministry of the gospel. So if you are a Thrivent member and we have not identified you as such, there's a form out on the visitor center. We'd like to have your name and contact information, because what Thrivent does is it gives you, as a member of Thrivent, two $250 gift cards that can be used for ministry to the community. And we're using a number of them right now. So for instance, we are using three of them for the Oktoberfest this evening that helps us to purchase things that the church no longer would have to purchase out of the budget, because we are using these funds for a community event. So if you are a Thrivent member, we haven't identified you, please fill out your name and information so that we can use your cards as well to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thank you for that. So I asked one of our friends who works for an automobile company, how much money is out in the parking lot? What are our vehicles worth? So last Sunday, the vehicles in our parking lot were worth $1 million. Okay? That's a lot of money. Okay? Now, the wonderful things he said is that a lot of you have trucks which have good resale value. That's spoken like a car guy. And the second thing is that many of you own older vehicles, which means that you are conservative and manage your money very well. So we didn't have a lot and lot of newer vehicles out in the parking lot. Now, the reason I wanted to know what this number was is because we have $1.5 million budget here annually at Peace Lutheran Church. Now, your giving, your financial support is not given to a budget. It is given for the ministry that God has called us to do in our community. So part of our budget, obviously, is building. Part of our, budget is music. But a lot of our budget is going and doing just as well. So I have to encourage you is that you are given a card. 9 out of 10 people will come for the first time if they are invited. So you are the inviters, and there are invitees out there in our community. And believe me, people want to know about the good news of Jesus as Lord and Savior. So I thought about giving in this kind of context today, is we all celebrate Christmas. So if you remember when you were a kid, is that Christmas was all about what was under the Christmas tree for whom? You, right? Okay, I mean, it's good that you had brothers or sisters, they got some, mom and dad got something, but really Christmas was about what was under the Christmas tree for you. Remember those days? Okay, now as an adult, you are happy that the kids have what's under the Christmas tree, and it's not so much about you getting gifts, but it's about celebrating the gift that God has given to the world, his son Jesus. So I'd like to involve you this morning in looking at four different ways of the example of giving. So number one, we give as a duty. So I segmented this in sentences, and here's how you grade it. It's positive, which means it's a good thing. It's neutral. It means it's neither good or bad, or it's a negative or bad way to do things. Okay, so let's just kind of practice this morning with we give as a duty. I give because it's a family tradition. Is that good, neutral, or negative? Well, it depends on your family. I mean, if it was a good tradition in your family, it's a good thing. If it was something that a duty that I had to do and I didn't like it, then it was a negative. But it's really more neutral than good or bad. Okay, so let's try another sentence. I give because this is expected of me since I have more than others. Good, neutral, or bad? You guys don't know how to play this game very well. Okay, let's try this again. I give because this is expected of me since I have more than others. I kind of call that a bad thing, right? Because people are expecting because you have, okay? So let's try this other one. I give because I'm an uncle or an aunt, and I want to see this child is remembered for Christmas. Good, neutral, or bad? Okay, so you got it. You understand, right? That's a good reason for giving. Okay, so let's try category number two, or door number two, we would say. So we give to find self-satisfaction. So I give because it's all about me and how I feel, good, neutral, or bad. Okay, so you get that, right? Okay, I give because it makes me feel good that I'm a noble person, good, neutral, or bad. Okay, I give because I find serving others gives me a warm feeling, good, neutral, or bad. See, we're split in the house, good and not good, okay? But it's the issue of the motive of the heart is I give because I have a warm feeling, or I give and because of the gift that I give, I feel blessed in giving, okay? So that's a good or a bad depending on how you would see it. Category number three. We give from motives of recognition, okay? I give because it's all about me, good, neutral, or bad. Okay, that's pretty easy. I give because others see how expensive the gift is, good, neutral, or bad. Okay? I give because my self-worth depends on what others think of me, good, neutral, or bad. Okay? I give because others see how good I am, good, neutral, or bad. Okay, so those are pretty easy ones. Category number four. We give from Christ's love. I give because I love to give because of my relationship with Jesus who has given his all for me, good, neutral, or bad. Okay, I give because I have been blessed by God and he has given me a heart of love for my family and beyond, good, neutral, or bad. I give because it's part of my nature based upon God's love for me, good, neutral, or bad. Okay, so you guys weren't very loud on the good parts here on this last one. But can you begin to see that giving is a matter of the heart? Okay? If you are connected with Jesus as Lord and Savior in a personal relationship, it's not a head relationship, it's a heart relationship. I love Jesus because he first loved me. And what has Jesus done for me? He has guaranteed that I go to heaven because he died on the cross to pay for my sins. And the Holy Spirit has come into my life to create faith so that I go to heaven because that's God's promise. I stand upon God's promise by faith that I believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Therefore, I am saved. I do not doubt my destination for eternity. Now, that is Lutheran doctrine, and that's based upon Scripture. So that makes sense to all you guys? Is do not doubt your destination because it has been bought, paid for by the love of Jesus Christ who died and rose again. So let's talk about our relationship with Jesus today as it comes to supporting the ministry that he has given us. And please understand that giving is in three ways. It is in time, talents, and treasure. Okay, those three categories. So I'd like to share with you four biblical examples of giving this morning. So the first one is the rich young man. He comes up to Jesus and he bows before him. And he says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? So here's the assumption, what I have to do versus what God has done for me. Now, that is part of their culture of doing. And it's a works righteousness-based understanding of how you get to heaven. So Jesus says to him, first of all, no one's good except God. So let's take this out of the equation that you're not a good person. Okay. Now, you might think of yourself as good, but are you perfect? If you're not perfect, then you're not good by God's standards. Okay. So when you hear these things about why do bad things happen to good people, the first thing is I always tell people there is no one that's good. We are all sinful. And there's sin in the world and stuff happens. Unfortunately, it happens to Christians who love Jesus. And it happens to non-Christians just as well, because sin is not a discriminator. It happens to all people, because we're all sinful. So Jesus gets them out and says, okay, let's just look at the second table of the law. Have you been good to mom and dad? Have you, not killed anybody, not committed adultery, not stolen? Have you ever said anything bad about person? And have you coveted? And he said, I've kept all these things since I'm a boy. So Jesus looked at him and loved him. He says, I got something really tough for you that I'm going to say to you now. Is if you really want to be good, if you really love God, go and sell all you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me. And this he couldn't do because he loved his wealth more than he loved God. Now, Jesus is not asking us to give away everything, but he did do it as an example for us to show us that we won't give up what we have. I like my lifestyle. I like my house. I like the vehicles I have. You know, I like where I live. So I assume you, most of you like where you live. You like your house, sort of. You like your vehicle, sort of. You like your family, sort of. So you're not going to give up what you have. And the good thing is Jesus is not calling us to give up what we have. But he's pointing us to who we are, is that we have been blessed. And it's an opportunity to be generous because of what God has given each and every one of us. The second one is the parable of the tenants. The parable of the tenants is based upon Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5 is the vineyard is the children of Israel. And what they produce is sour grapes. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a grape that you thought was going to be really nice and it wasn't very sweet, it was sour, I don't like those kind of grapes. Okay, I bought them at grocery stores before. You think, oh man, it's going to be great. Take them home. They look great. Sour, not good. So, Jesus tells the story, but he changes it a little bit, is that the tenants that is rented out to this by this farmer are the chief priests and the teachers of the law in his day. And these people are killing the people that God is sending for the fruits of the labor, which would be the prophets, and the people are given testimony to God. So finally, the owner says, well, I'm going to send my son. They'll respect him. And they say, wait, if we kill him, we get the farm. Okay, so and then it's all, so what does the farmer do after they kill the son? He says, I will kill them and I will rent my farm out to others. And Jesus, and they knew that Jesus was talking about them because they would not believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. So they were not willing to give their worship. And that's part of our stewardship, is our worship. Thirdly, paying taxes. So raise your hand if you're really in love with paying taxes. I don't see anyone. So let's just say is that you're paying taxes in the range of 20 to 30%. That is your tax bracket. So if the government said, we're going to give you 1 year of not paying taxes, no income tax, what would you do with the extra 20 to 30%? Have you ever thought about that? Would I be generous towards God with that 20 or 30%? Or would I say, hey, I'm going to take the vacation I never had? Yeah. So is it the good thing to say it's all about me taking the vacation? Or is it the better thing to say, what can I do with the 20 to 30% more that I can use for the kingdom of God? You see, that goes with that first concept of looking at Christmas presents. Because this would be a Christmas present, would it not be? 20, 30% pay increase for 1 year? So would it be about you? Remember we looked at those categories? Or would it be about what can I invest into the kingdom of God? Poor widow, okay? What she did is she gave all that she had to live on. Now, God isn't asking us to give away everything we have so we have nothing to live on. But this was a testimony of her faith, and this was a testimony about the Old Testament lesson of testing God. Is that, test me. If you give, will I not take care of you? And it's kind of interesting that Jesus knew her predicament as God. Do you think Jesus took care of her that evening that she had something to eat? And maybe the next night and the next night? Because he's a God of love. If he knows this, he's going to meet your needs. And guess what? God knows your needs just as well. When you're struggling, just as this poor widow, God knows your needs and he comes in love to take care of your needs. Does that make sense? So we have a God who loves us and who knows what's going on in our lives. So this morning, Thrivent Logo says, for it is in giving that we receive. Or Jesus said it this way, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I get a real joy of writing a check once a month to support the ministry that God has given us. I enjoy that. Do I miss it in my bank account? Yes, but it's used better than is for me because it's used for his kingdom. Martin Luther said this in 1534, giving when it proceeds from true love makes the gift all the greater and more precious. So giving when it proceeds from true love. Jesus gave his life on the cross. We call that Easter. But God so loved the world that he gave his one only son at Christmas. That's our present, as God has loved us so that we can love him back. So when we begin to look at all of these things, it talks about whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. The concept here is category number four is I give because of my personal relationship with Jesus as Lord and Savior. In our second lesson, it said, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Have you ever thought about your support of the ministry as your way of thanking God for the blessings that he has given you? It is your thanks offering, so to speak, because you are blessed. We then bless others. So living generously, 2 points. We have a loving relationship with God and one another. Giving God your best and your brothers and sister too is a matter of the heart. That's that sowing generously, reaping generously principle. So let's say that you're in school and you know that you have to have a paper done on Monday and it's Sunday. And you say to yourself, I am not going to do it because I want to play versus do my homework. Okay, it comes Monday morning, maybe you've got half of it done. Have you given your teacher your best? Or have you given your teacher your least? Well, it goes that way with work too, right? I mean, it's Sunday. You know Monday's coming, and maybe you're going to stay up and party all night because it's hey, it's party time here at Peace Lutheran tonight, okay, with Oktoberfest. So I'm just going to continue to party most of the night, and then I'm going to get up, and I don't really feel well, and I'm going to go to work. So are you giving God your best or your least? Is it more about you than it's more about serving God? No, those are the concepts. Number two, we are generous because God is generous. He gave his one and only son as a matter of the heart. So it's all about the heart and your relationship to God. So I brought my hat today that shows I'm a Christian, okay? And when I put this on, this makes me a super Christian. Because it says I got a heart on there that I heart God. I got feet on there that I'm out working for God. And I'm walking with Jesus. So this makes me a better Christian, doesn't it, by wearing my hat? I mean, this is an external thing, right? It's a matter of the heart. You get that? It is a matter of the heart. Just because I put a hat on doesn't make me a better Christian. Just because you put new clothes on doesn't make you a better person. But boy, we feel better, don't we, when we put new clothes on? I mean, you ladies, you know that, right? You guys, you know that too. I mean, like, if I'm going to impress a girl or someone, like I'm going to go out and maybe interview for a job, I'm going to put on good clothes, okay? I'm going to wear my Jesus hat because I can get a job that way. That doesn't work that way, does it? It's a matter of the heart as we give back to God as he has given to us. So how can you live generously? How can you give generously? It's asking for the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and say, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my trust in you. Increase my joy of thanksgiving and thanksgiving. And the Holy Spirit will come to you and fill you and help you to see that we are kingdom people for a lot larger reason than having a big house, a nice car, and clothes. Would you agree? Matter of the heart. All God's children say, amen.